Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Years ago, you watch a movie, and actually it happened in real life, too. 20s, 30s, you know. Even when they had horses, by the way. But say, like, a car would do a robbery in a bank in the 30s or 40s, and they would just get out of town. They would just be gone. I mean, they couldn't call ahead. I mean, so you watch those old movies at like Bonnie and Clyde. They would actually just rob something,
have the getaway car going,
and go. Get about two counties over and hide somewhere, three counties, maybe three states over, and they wouldn't find them. And I just always loved that, because now what I'm getting at is cameras are everywhere. And you can't do anything. Now, what is this story? So a guy's wanted, but they got him on camera at Disney World?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. No, so this guy, he was wanted for, I forgot what he was wanted for, but this dude, he was from New York on vacation. Or he took loan money that wasn't meant for him for some of those COVID funds and stuff.
Got it.
So this guy's wanted, goes to Disney World, and the dude who'd signed his warrant was also vacationing at Disney World, and he's like, hey.
Oh, not even a camera. Just a guy walking past him. All right. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of him.
Yeah. In person.
Identity theft in order to get nearly $150,000 in government loan. So he was using other people's identity.
So the guy investigating him just runs across him.
Just happened to be at Disney World, too.
It's a New York man caught in the happiest place on earth. Got walking past him?
Uh-huh. The inspector was also on vacation, and he'd signed his warrant, and he saw him there.
That's you. Okay, what even cameras at? But even then, cameras can catch you anywhere.
Aren't you the guy I'm investigating?
Said he'd been on the run for a year.
Really?
And he gets snagged at Disney World.
Walking past some other dude.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a small world after all.
He didn't have a gig this week at all.
Dude looks
that
a little high.
What? Made me feel weird.
He may be a little high in that mugshot.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little bit.
Well, and those lines, too, if you're in line for that long, just scanning the crowd. I know. You're like, oh, well, whoa.
Yeah, you got nothing else to do but people watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally ruins it for his kids.
Oh, that's why he was there. You're right. You know, unless he's one of those weirdos that goes as adults.
Right.
Yeah.
A 31-year-old who goes to Disney World on his own.
There are people like that.
Yeah.
We all know somebody that, too.
Do they have to post their pictures at the front of the park?
They should.
Hey, just to let you know, we let these guys in by themselves.
Right, right.
Keep an eye out. You're like, wait, I'm looking for that guy.
Right. Or just because they're there by themselves, exactly.
Oh, the inspector guy might have seen it as a blessing. Like, oh, I get to leave Disney World. I'll go do this paperwork and arrest this guy and take care of this. But at least I get to get out of line and leave Disney
World.
That
might have been it. Honey, you can stay here with the kids. I got a work to do.
That guy's wanted. I got to go get him. Right. Bye.
You're always working.
Yeah. never not working.
What are the odds I'm going to find this guy? I wonder if he gets another vacation.
Yeah, because he had to work on that.
Yeah, he's like, I ended up working on this one.
Yeah. He should write those hours down on his time card.
He should
card,
be able to
definitely.
Put that on the time card.
Yeah. And you're right. Probably get another comp day.
Yeah.
That probably took more than one day. Did the guy run from him at all? Did he arrest
it
him right there?
Say.
Walk up and cuff him or anything like that?
He got arrested.
Even the guy there with his kids probably think, oh, please get me out of here. And then they cuffed him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
Other dudes were jealous of both sides of that. Oh, that guy got arrested. He gets to leave.
You get to leave. That is so cool.
That'd be unbelievable if you saw that in a movie. You'd be like, that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
You're both at Space Mountain.
Yep.
Oh. I would have begged for someone to arrest me and take me away when I was at Disney World.
You should just punch somebody, got arrested. My daddy punched somebody to get out of here.
She was only three. She probably wouldn't even remember.
Right.
Yeah. I could have gotten away with it.
I got in trouble my senior year of high school, deservedly so. So I was like grounded, and then that one of the weeks fell when we were going to Disney World.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'll be done. Then that counts. And then they my mom and her husband at the time didn't count the time we were out of town as like they tacked another week on to the punishment.
Oh, you were grounding?
Yeah.
You got a suspended sentence?
I was never grounded. I mean, my parents never grounded me. That's a tough thing. I've heard people do it. I know people that don't do it. Does it work?
It didn't work for me.
I mean, what does it mean? I mean, it
means you hang out in your room.
Well, back when there was no phones back then, so you're grounded. It is grounded. You don't get, But you're right. You're just in your room. But even then, if you want to get out and about, which I did at that age, I really wanted to get out and about and do stuff, you know.
To me, that kind of stuff always just led to more dishonesty.
Right.
Because I wouldn't, then I just, you know, you do lying to get around everything that they didn't want
Sneak
me to
out
do.
Out of the house when they don't know when they're sleeping.
You're
right.
You're going to make me spend lots of time in my room where all my stuff is.
But even then, you still But I never was grounded. Were you grounded, Todd?
I don't recall.
Yeah. That wasn't even part of the punishment, you know.
Yeah, we've never really done that with our kids.
No. Yeah, we never did either.
And even the phones.
We never did either.
Like, that's their lifeline to everything. But I can't take my daughter's phone away. She has all these Snapchat streaks with her friends and stuff. You'll be like, sorry. It's, you know, plus you shouldn't have said that to us.
In this day and age, they want to call you during emergencies, you know? Mm-hmm. Just the way it is nowadays.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who's this?
Mike is in Lincoln.
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
We're good.
Good. I just wanted to tell a quick story. We, a buddy of mine going up to Colorado to go skiing.
Right.
Stopped at the dispensaries on the way up there. Well, he was on probation, so wasn't even supposed to leave the county or the state. Yeah. But he's like,
probation for probation for what?
Some sort of drug charge. I think he got a misdemeanor drug charge DUI. It was a DUI and then the paraphernalia or something like that.
Okay. All right, so you're in a dispensary.
Yeah, so we're in the dispenser, and he's like, dude, and he starts nudging me, and he's like, that's my probation officer, and I'm like, what? And he's like, that's my PO. I was like, whoa. And then they make dead eye contact with each other, and neither one of them say anything. And
well, you know why? The parole officer wants to continue his vacation.
Yeah.
That's it. He did the right thing. Like, nah.
Right. He just wants to get his weed and go.
Right.
I love
the
that.
Whole rest of the trip is just on pins and needles, and I was like, dude, he shouldn't be in here either, right? He's you know?
Yeah, and that's probably like, why. That's another reason too. It was a weed shop. Even though legal, the parole officer probably didn't want to be snagged at a weed shop either, because he's a parole officer.
Yeah, so you would have had to tell that story. How'd you find him?
Right,
we ran into each other at the
dispensary, and they might still drug test if he's a parole officer.
Oh, sure.
And, so. And then it also turned out that he knew someone that worked in the parole office and that guy was taking sick leave for that week.
Oh.
So, big snow.
I love the both looked at each other and they both were both afraid of getting narked on from each other.
This never happened. This never happened.
The good snow.
they just wanted to ski.
They both did. Yeah. That's a great story, man. Thanks a lot.
Did they end up saying anything to him? Never brought it up.
Nope.
Ever come a conversation with him and the PO at all? Like, didn't I see you in Colorado?
He said, like, the next time they went, he said it was the shortest meeting they ever had, and he didn't make him give him a sample.
Didn't talk about what a good powder day it was.
I love that. Cool, man. Thanks,
but he
man.
Said he had the Whizinator just in case.
Big piece, right. Whizinator eyes. Good Deadpool, yeah. Man. Incredible. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
that's
Mike.
A great story.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, the PO guy didn't want to say anything.
It's a nightmare, especially if you're not supposed to leave the county. And you're in a weed shop?
And the pro officer said, I'm in a weed shop, too. I ain't going to bust this guy.
Now plus, I got to go to work.
Plus, double-edged sword. Everything piled up in that guy. For the pro officer, he was getting weed. And by the way, he probably does have a drug test for his job. And he also was on vacation. Why wouldn't he? He works for the government. He probably can't be high.
No, he wasn't on vacation. He called in sick.
Well, whatever. He took days off. He took days off. Yeah. And they're both in a weed shop. And you know, the best part is that the DUI, he's looking at, oh my God. And the other guy's thinking the same thing. Oh my God, that's my guy. Oh man.
Well, a lot of those jobs like that, you have to take one drug test.
Well, I don't know.
Like, hey, can you pass can you pass one?
When they hire
you. I was just thinking, since that's involved in law enforcement, a pro officer, they might have more than one drug test. But you're right. Who knows nowadays?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's moving that way. It should be, by the way. Yeah, I'm sure they take a drug test for anything, really.
Do they do that here?
I don't know.
Yeah, Tyler. Pre-employment, probably.
Still? Yeah. Okay.
I didn't have to.
Although some of those are going away, too. I know a lot of places are the pre-employment drug screening is going away too.
Do they have it at the some big place you know of?
I don't.
Even the drivers?
I don't believe so. Okay. Well, because those are contracted. Okay, that's a contracted thing, so they're not their employees. Right. But I don't think so.
I didn't have to before coming up here every day.
Well, I hope not.
Well, I asked because would have taken some time.
Yeah.
To be able to do that,
right?
At least successfully.
Yeah, you're employed here now, so it'd be stupid. Make you take a pee test, and what do you guys do on the radio?
No, but
smoke a weed every other day.
A couple of companies ago?
I had to take one before. I had to take a pre-employment, 20-some years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And Craig did, too, when we brought him back years
ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you wouldn't want potheads doing radio.
No.
That's just so weird, because when Todd and I first came here in, 1993, there was no drug test then. And
yeah, by 2000, there was.
We both would have failed those.
No, we would have gotten a little kit.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have stopped smoking weeds.
No, I would have taken the stuff that masks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what mask blow?
24 to 48 hours?
Yeah, Quaaludes.
Just a little bit of time.
I don't know.
Yeah, blow doesn't stay in your system.
Yeah, if you do it every day, it does.
But, some of that masking stuff might cover that up, too.
Yeah.
I've not experienced that in a while.
Yeah, but that's the easier one. You just take 2 days and don't do any blow, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but don't do drugs, kids.
But it's the THC that's it stays in your fat cells or something?
For 45 days.
Yeah.
So at least.
That's the harder one to get rid of.
Then cut your hair, too, right?
They do hair tests, too.
But it's also hard when somebody lays out a couple of lines to say no.
Oh, it's hard.
So I've heard. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, we don't want people on drugs in the entertainment business at all.
No!
It's hilarious. No. We had an old boss, our late boss, Tom, said, if you drug tested my staff, I wouldn't have anybody on the air.
Yeah.
You know?
All the good ones would be gone.
You don't want drug testing anybody in the entertainment business. Yeah.
But we learned last week that weed doesn't make you more creative. It just makes you think you're more creative.
I think helps.
Well, doesn't that make you more creative? You think you're more creative?
That would have a positive effect.
Right.
Yeah, but even if you think you're creative, when somebody else hears it, a subjective, they could go, "Oh no, that's not creative."
True, but I mean, I still think. I still think lyricists write lyrics stoned, and sometimes it probably comes out really well.
Sometimes
depending on the music they're writing to,
I thought they were trying to get to with that story is that people think that you're automatically more creative on weed.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's the case. It can be.
You got to be a creative person to begin with, I would think so. And that might enhance that.
I think it makes you open to more ideas. Whether or not they should be pursued or not is another question.
Right. But it makes you come up with more ideas, not necessarily good ones.
And sometimes that idea is just more chips.
And what's the downside of that? I've done that where I'll, like, you know, put something in a to-do list and write it down, and then, you know, look at it, you know, the next day, and you're like, oh, no, probably not that.
No, it's the old, there's no bad ideas. Until you straighten out and say, oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Straighten up a little bit.
Like going to Disney World all high. Yeah. That was end up being a bad idea.
I'll be fine.
I like I'm not going to run anybody that wants me.
I like that commercial for Hulu where they're trying to figure out how, you know, to name the new service. And what about Hulu Plus Live Plus? Well, that's dumb.
Right.
But we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
That is funny. I like that commercial, you know.
There's no bad ideas. Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Plus.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.